This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, back in 2009, I wrote a commentary about how a record number of Americans were moving from one part of the country to another part of the country. In general, they were moving from the Northeast and Midwest to the South and the West. But I argued then that it wasn't just Americans wanting a change in climate. If you dug into the data, you would find that Americans were migrating from high-tax states to low-tax states. That pattern is even more evident 13 years later if you look at data collected by the Internal Revenue Service. The editors of the Wall Street Journal summarize it and find an even stronger correlation of Americans moving from high-tax states to low-tax states. The biggest winners were Florida, Texas, Arizona, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. The biggest losers were New York, California, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Maryland, Ohio, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Obviously, climate may have had some influence, but weather does not explain it all. The editors point out that California has the best climate in the country. It also has among the highest taxes and cost of living. They also note that 4 of the 10 states that gain the most income don't impose a state income tax: Florida, Texas, Tennessee, and Nevada. Finally, they notice that the rates of migration have accelerated since the cap on the SALT deduction took effect. SALT is the state and local tax deduction. That deduction was limited to $10,000 in state and local levies due to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which was passed when Donald Trump was president. More than a decade ago, I predicted we would see more Americans moving from high-tax states to low-tax states, and that is what is happening. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.